Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Create a brighter future for your employees with Zurich Corporate Pensions. Trust excellence. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more.
Now, residents at a HSE-run nursing home in the northwest had unexplained bruises during a recent inspection by HICWA, the Health Information and Quality Authority. Oversight arrangements at the home failed to identify unknown bruising and peer-to-peer incidents, according to HICWA. The findings are included in one of 50 nursing home inspection reports published by the independent watchdog just today. For some reaction to this, I'm joined by Mervyn Taylor, who's Director of Sage Advocacy. Mervyn, you're very welcome to the programme. What's your response to this report?
Well, overall, we would say that there are the issues of unexplained bruising, poorly managed incidents, possible financial abuse, and not notifying about safeguarding incidents are worrying. We would point out that safeguarding protection teams of the HSE can get involved in HSE facilities, and they also have their national incident management process. But generally speaking, the safeguarding protection teams do not get involved in safeguarding issues in private nursing homes because their current remit doesn't extend to them, quite apart from the issue of resourcing. So that's a really important point. And it points to the need for robust safeguarding legislation. And we've been awaiting an important report from the Law Reform Commission on a legal framework for adult safeguarding for some time now, so that we can progress the Adult Safeguarding Bill of 2017, which was first moved by then Senator Colette Keller. I want to repeat, Adult Safeguarding Bill of 2017.
So you need action on that, ASAP, you say. And just the line was breaking just a little as you began to speak, Mervyn. You're saying that HICWA's authority doesn't extend to private-run nursing homes. Is that right? So we don't know about those. Can I just ask you, in relation to the failings in the HSE-run nursing homes that I just mentioned in the intro, is there any explanation given in the reports as to what could have occurred here?
Sorry, just to clarify, what I was saying, Cormac, was that HSE safeguarding teams, their remit does not run to private nursing homes. But just to be clear about that, as to what can be done, I mean, I know that people can say that we can, you know, we'll have to have more reports.
Unfortunately, the line is just too bad. What I'll do is I'll take a very quick break and we'll try and re-establish a better line now with you.
Drive Time on RT Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
You're welcome back. We're back with Mervyn Taylor of Sage Advocacy. Apologies for the technical glitch there. We were discussing the HSE-run nursing homes in the northwest and residents having unexplained bruises during recent HICWA inspections. I was asking you, Mervyn, if there's any explanation at all as to what could have happened here.
Well, look, I have a bruise on my arm which I discovered this morning. I've hit myself against something. I can't explain how I got it. So I don't think we should immediately presume that something untoward has happened. But nevertheless, I think the nature of the facility and some of the background in care facilities suggests that you have to be particularly careful. And I think that the HSE is working to up its game through the National Incident Management process. People should be aware that HICWA currently does not have the powers to investigate individual situations. And it says that it can act in relation to information. It might have an unannounced visit, but it does not investigate. Now, there is provision for this, which the Minister for Health, Stephen Donnelly, opened the door to this in the recent patient safety open disclosure legislation, but we've yet to see any meat on those bones. I think there's an issue here, though, that if we just go on this road of simply reporting and we're all outraged, and we have more and more reports, we need to just ask ourselves, how many reports are needed to change a light bulb? I mean, good leaders with the right values really do make a difference in care facilities. And I think that's what we should be focusing on. And the word quality in HICWA, Health Information and Quality Authority, I'm conscious of the fact that the HSE is currently refocusing itself around six regional health authorities. And it might be an opportune time for to look at the role of HICWA with it, so that they might be able to provide more by way of support in trying to up the game in residential facilities rather than simply on reporting on difficulties.
I'm cognizant of the fact that you say, how many reports do we need to change a light bulb and so on? But would you go along with what Labour health spokesperson Duncan Smith has called for in the wake of this HICWA report? He's saying there's a need for a root and branch analysis of HSE-run nursing homes. Is that something you'd agree with?
Well, I mean, one can't disagree with it. But again, I come back to the point that how many reports do you need? I mean, there have been many reports over the years. And the fact of the matter is, first of all, the model of congregated care settings has been changing, and we're still some way to go on that. And in a funny way, we have been decongregating people with disabilities from larger facilities, and at the same time, the congregated care facilities for older people have actually been increasing in size.
Mm-hmm.
So here you have. The state is actually, its policy is going in one direction and its practice is going in the other. But no matter what care facility you are in, I come back to this simple point. Good leaders with the right values really do make a difference.
Yeah. Can I ask you, though, and I do hear what you're saying. You're saying, like, move in the direction of quality and action as opposed to another report. Notwithstanding that, though, Mervyn, there will be family members today, and you say we shouldn't jump to conclusions about unexplained bruises and so on. There will be family members who will be worried. What do you say to them?
Oh, sure. And we often say advocacy is bread and butter is in this sort of area. But if a relative or indeed a resident has a very real concern about a specific location, they should let HICWA know about the issue. I mean, obviously, if a matter is very serious, the guards need to be told. But HICWA still, they can bear these issues in mind and perhaps have an unannounced inspection. But I repeat, they currently do not have any right to investigate specific incidents.
Okay, and that is an issue as you see it. Look, we'll leave it there for the moment. Anyway, Mervyn Taylor, CEO of
Thanks,
Sage
Nico.
Advocacy. Thank you very much indeed.